Into the Wilderness by Sarah Donati. This book is read by Kate Redding. Part 1. Discovering Paradise. 1. December 1792. Elizabeth Middleton, 29 years old and unmarried, overly educated and excessively rational, knowing right from wrong and fancy from fact, woke in a nest of marten and fox pelts to the sight of an eagle circling overhead, and saw at once that it could not be far to paradise. All around her was a world of intense green and severe white mountains, a wilderness of deep and bountiful silence, magnificent beyond all imagining. This was not England, that was clear enough, nor was it the port at New York, where she had waited for months for the long trip north to begin, nor any of the settlements between New York and Albany. Her journey was nearing its end. They had set out early from Johnstown, leaving the Mohawk Valley behind to follow the Sacandaga River north and then west. At midday they had eaten a cold lunch in the sleigh while the horses rested and watered, and now, finally, Elizabeth found herself within only a few miles of a new home and a new life. Across from Elizabeth, her father and brother napped fitfully under piles of quilts, counterpanes, and pelts, their presence given away only by the shock of Julian's unruly hair and warm clouds of breath which hovered over it. The only other person awake was her father's driver, Galileo, who perched on the box, wrapped in many layers of patchwork mantle, pipe smoke trailing behind him in tendrils. Essentially alone, Elizabeth allowed herself to smile idiotically at her surroundings, struggling with her wraps until she could sit up straight.